my name is Derek, and this is the Producers Journal podcast. Thank you for joining me today. Please follow me at Instagram, Shelby Row Productions LLC, and my website, ShelbyRowProductions.com. Today's episode is brought to you by Patreon. Go to my description, click on my Patreon link, and there you'll find one tier. It's called the Tip Jar. It's $1 a month, and it's the best way to support me for this podcast. Also, you can click on my eBay link down there in the description and look at the books that I have for sale in my store. Mostly music books, guitar and bass tablature books to be specific. But Patreon and eBay, great way to help support me. So please feel free to patronize those links. All right, so today I want to talk about local business networking. And it's something that is new to me, and I'm realizing how powerful it is. When I say new to me, it's because my business, Shelby Row Productions, has been a virtual business from day one. I actually did sign on with a client in Memphis, Tennessee, which is near me. I'm just, you know, probably 20 minutes south of Memphis. And I signed on with that client quite a while ago. They've been with me for probably a year and a half, 2 years now. More than 2 years. In fact, I remember this because we started working together in January of 2020. Because then the world shut down. Over 2 years. And they found me through Upwork, which was cool. I think that's one of the reasons why they wanted to talk to me, is they were trying to find someone local. So when they did their search in Upwork for a podcast producer, they made a filter. So it was like X amount of miles around Memphis. They found me, ended up working out great. Boom. So they were my first and only local client. But now I'm in a different world. Now I'm in a local marketplace and trying to get clients locally without Upwork through other ways of marketing. And to me, the strongest, absolute, most important thing is person-to-person networking. And this has always been the case in the music world. It's who you know. So when you get a gig, be cool, get to know the other players, try to string up a relationship, because then those players could maybe get you more gigs, because they could be saying like, hey, man, Derek's a great bass player. Why don't you go hire him? And then you maybe can do that for the other musicians too. And it becomes a network. It becomes a community that's trying to help each other out. It's been that way in music forever. It's who you know. There's luck, circumstance, and who you know. So now I'm experiencing that with my business. And it really starts way back when I decided to start a community podcast called The Real Hernando. And that's what really got the ball rolling. So what I want to talk about is sort of the arc of what the local networking has done for me. Because what you'll find is one person introduces you to the next person, and that person opens you up to other people, and it just becomes this like wave. Chain reaction. And it starts with having to introduce yourself cold, but then people end up knowing you. So it's an easier way to book something. But so it all started for me in last year at June or July, when a close friend of mine, his name is Anthony, referred me to this gentleman by the name of Robert Carter. Why? Because I was looking to move banks from big, you know, the big corporate Bank of America to a smaller chain called Renaissance. And there was local bank right here in Hernando where I live. So Anthony sent me to Robert Carter. I had no idea who Robert was. Well, and I've told this story before. Robert and I quickly realized that we wanted to work together. He loved my business. He started a Facebook page called The Real Hernando. I told him I was already thinking about starting a podcast for Hernando. And then we've joined forces. And 6 months later, I published and launched the podcast called The Real Hernando. But then Robert early on connected me with the Chamber of Commerce. And the director's name is Sibini Swatzina. Now, the Chamber of Commerce is going to come up later, but the seed was planted now. Then when things started getting ready for the podcast, I needed to record a couple interviews. And the podcast isn't launched. It has a website-ish. You know, we definitely had our graphics and the branding down. But it was hard for me to pitch to someone, hey, do you want to be on my podcast that doesn't exist yet? This is what it's going to be. This is what it's going to look like. So early on, I leaned on Robert to help me find some guests that would be willing to give me a chance. And he hooked me up with a local ice cream restaurant ice cream parlor, whatever you want to call it, called Area 51 Ice Cream. The owners are Steve and Karen Cubbage. Now, that connection made it so easy. They were like, okay, yeah, good to go. Yeah, give us his number and we'll connect. But yeah, that sounds cool. We'd love to do that. The power of networking, the power of who you know. Because it was Robert, they were all in and they gave me a chance. So then I was able to get a nice interview for a podcast that didn't exist yet. So there you go. Well, then what happened was I finished my interview with them. And then I asked, hey, who do you think would like to be on this show? Any of the other local businesses that you might be friends with, because everyone supports each other. Who do you think would be interested in? And maybe I could use your name to help book them. And they gave me three. And I think I've used all three of them. But now that networking helped. Because when I went to these other establishments, it was who I am, what this is. By that time, it was actually published, so I could show them what it was. But it's, oh, hey, by the way, Steve and Karen Cubbage from Area 51 Ice Cream sent me to you. They thought you might be interested. Boom. Instant in. That totally changes it to a more credible situation. Not only do they know these people, so that's like, oh, okay, cool, yeah. But also, if they're willing to be on the podcast, I'll be on the podcast. If my friend Steve and Karen Cubbage feel it's safe to be on this podcast and they're not going to be made to look like idiots, or it's a well-produced thing and they're willing to put their name on it and let the host, me, push it out in the world and promote it, well, if they're cool with it, I'll do it too. So that was helpful. And honestly, that steamrolled to the point where I haven't really been able or had the need to cold call, if you will, people to be on the podcast. Now they're just starting to come to me, or it's just another referral. And there was a few earlier this summer that I did have to pitch and just reach out to, and they already knew the podcast. They already knew me because of listening, watching the podcast and our socials. So it didn't take long for that networking to work in favor of my guest booking for the podcast. What's happening there is now I'm also building relationships with all these owners. So that's a network. That's networking that could benefit me business-wise or sponsoring-wise, meaning sponsoring and monetizing the podcast because I'm building relationships with these owners. So point being, because of the podcast, let's talk about the sponsorship and how the networking and the podcast and just using this method to introduce myself to the market could possibly pay off to monetizing the Real Hernando podcast through a sponsorship. The podcast had been going for a while at this point, and someone reached out to me to want to be on the podcast, and it was the marketing director at a retirement community here called Wesley Meadows, and they were bringing in a new sales and marketing director that they wanted to introduce to the community. So Jamie is her name, asked me if I could interview her in the new hire. Absolutely. So we set it up, and it was a long tale. She, you know, the new person needed to get integrated and all that good stuff. So it was probably 2 months before we finally recorded anything. But while in there, we actually had two pre-interviews. And then the second one, I just threw it out there that, you know, the podcast is eventually going to be monetized through sponsorships. That's what it's built for. And kind of, I wasn't even pitching them, just sharing, talking, networking. And Jamie was like, oh my God, when you get your pitch ready and your presentation, please send it to me. Let's talk. We love sponsoring things, and show me what you got. Please reach out. I was like, awesome. So that's what really fired me up to be like, okay, now I really need to sit down and put a presentation together because I have someone that's ready for the pitch. All because of this networking, now I have someone that's ready for the pitch in an organic way. I didn't have to set up a different meeting with her and then try to pitch it to her. It just happened organically, which was nice, which is what networking is all about. I submitted the pitch to her eventually, and her and I have been in talks since. It's been, and then we even recorded their interview, and we've published their episode. Oh no, it hasn't published yet. As I record this, it's not out there yet. But nonetheless, they're a corporation, so they have certain times of the year that they work the budget for the next year, and I'm kind of dealing with that. But I actually just got off the phone with Jamie yesterday as I record this. And they are definitely going to sponsor next year. They just don't know if it's going to be month to month or then just buy in for a first quarter. And that was a great phone call yesterday. But it was all because of the podcast, which goes back to Robert Carter. I don't meet Robert Carter. Podcast as it is now doesn't happen. And then I don't start getting introduced to guests, and then the guests don't start referring to me, and then the podcast doesn't grow up to the point where people now reach out to me, and this company reached out to me, and then now it could be a potential sponsor for the podcast. That's all just because of knowing people. So now let's talk about, again, this is going to tie into the sponsorship deal as well. I actually got a client because of the Real Hernando podcast. This is obviously a main theme through all of this. This lady by the name of Jennifer owns a realty company locally called Easy Realty. She liked the podcast. Because of the podcast, she learned that I'm a podcast producer and learned of my company, Shelbyrow Productions. That's why these two are always in tandem. If anyone knows me and the podcast, they don't have to look very deeply to understand that what I do and what my business is. They are in hand in hand. So she reached out and wanted to talk about starting a podcast. Bam. This goes all the way back to Robert Carter and starting this podcast. I would not have this person talking to me about producing a podcast for her, if not for everything I just already explained. Now, mind you, at this point, I'm still a virtual business, meaning I don't have an office. I don't have a brick and mortar, if you will. But because of the word of mouth and meeting people to build this podcast up, then it finally worked in a marketing sense where I got my first paid client here locally in Hernando. We hit it off. She's really cool, just fun to talk to. And man, she knows everyone. So then I'm starting talking to her about sponsoring and what I want to do with the podcast. And at the time, I'm throwing out feelers. I'm also looking to lease a space. Do you know anyone? She's in realty. So she knew a bunch of people. So she gave me a lot of names to contact in terms of leasing space and sponsoring. And there was one name in particular. So she wanted to introduce me to one of her very close friends, whose name is Susan Fernandez, who works for the Economic Council for the county that I live in. Jennifer explained to me that her friend Susan is always interested in helping small businesses to large businesses in the county in many different ways. But she also has the know on who would want to sponsor something like this. So I finally reach out to Susan and we started talking, and then eventually we set up a meeting. Now, I just skipped an important piece here. Is between Jennifer giving me Susan's name and me actually meeting with Susan, I got my lease, got my studio. And Susan was the first person to come to my studio for what I would consider a business meeting. Even though it's not operating as a studio yet, I have a table. It's all organized now. She came in and she was able to see some of the lighting. She walked into a very professional situation. So that was key. In fact, I didn't invite her up or schedule this until the studio was at least presentable. Again, doesn't need to operate. Cameras are not mounted. More lights to come. Haven't recorded any audio in here yet other than this podcast, but I haven't recorded like from the podcast table into my other Rodecaster. I haven't done any of that yet, but I got a storage cabinet, another shelving, and everything has its place and everything is in its place. So once everything was cleaned up, then I really went forward to book this time with Susan. And sure enough, now she's in my studio, in my office. And we talked for an hour. Very nice lady, wants to help, really engaged with my idea, loves the pitch, thinks the price is perfect, knows people that would be interested in, and it ended great where she's now going to take this information and start poking around for me a little bit. How powerful is that? If not for Jennifer, I don't meet Susan, who works for the County Economic Council and knows all the businesses here and the bigger businesses that have budgets. And then now she's going to help network and put this in front of other people's eyes. Look, you can't build these kinds of relationships on just promoting on Facebook. Hey, I'm a podcast producer. Hey, I want to sponsor this podcast. It's good. You definitely want to keep doing that. But if that's all you rely on, you're hurting yourself. My whole story here is about people, and because of meeting certain people, getting connected to other people. And if you notice, the people that I'm starting to meet are getting more and more important. So that's still in the works. So between my story with Susan Fernandez and then my story with Jamie Clyatt, is her name, over at Wesley Meadows Retirement Community, the sponsoring of this podcast is very real. It's going to happen. It's not a matter of if, it's when. So that's exciting. And once again, you can look all the way back to Robert Carter when I sat across from him in the Renaissance Bank here on Karma Street in Hernando, Mississippi. Now, this is where the Chamber of Commerce comes back in. Again, say hello to Mr. Robert Carter. When he first introduced me to the chamber director, Sibony Swatzina, who's been on the podcast by now, I joined. I became a member. And then I started going to the luncheons. That's really all it was doing for me. It was just something that I felt like I needed to do. It's cheap. It's like $50 for the year. And then when you go to a luncheon, it's like $25. And they got a guest speaker. Good food. It's cool. So I was starting to meet some people early on, but nothing that would be, I consider, real networking. It's just brand new to me. So then leading into January of this year, 2022, they called me about doing a ribbon cutting. And I didn't know that was possible if you don't have an office. So my timeline is a little jumbled here. Now I'm talking about what the chamber has done for me in its full arc. They tell me that you can do the chamber or the ribbon cutting at the chamber office, just right in front of their office, because a lot of businesses don't have brick and mortar, so they still provide that service to a member of the chamber, because then they promote it on all over their socials. It's part of the newsletter that goes to probably 1,000 members. This is a smaller chamber, obviously. It's a smaller city. It's all about pushing your name out there. So I had mine early February, and I ended up getting a news reporter from the DeSoto Times, a local newspaper for the county, wanted to do a story on me and called me, did a phone interview, and wrote a half-page story on me on the second page. That wouldn't have happened if not for the chamber promoting my ribbon cutting, which would not have happened if I didn't meet Robert Carter. Now, fast forward to more present times in terms of the chamber. I have tried to go to more ribbon cuttings for other businesses. As a member, to help support. I like recording a reel or a vertical video to then post as a reel on the Real Hernando Instagram page. And what I like filming is the actual ribbon cutting. When they actually take the big scissors and do the little ceremony thing, it's like 15 seconds long. And I post those, and those reels get thousands of views. So that's pretty cool. So I do that for business purposes. But really, it's there to shake hands and start seeing the familiar faces. I ended up having the mayor on the podcast because a lot of guests were like, you need to talk to Chip Johnson. You need to talk to Chip Johnson. Everyone kept saying, talk to him. So then finally had someone contact him for me, and then he was on the podcast. So that's another little side story of another form of networking, to the point where I was sitting in the mayor's office recording an interview with him. Well, now he goes to all the chambers. All the ribbon cuttings, along with other members that are consistently always there. So now it's first name basis with shakers and makers, people that can make decisions on the economic growth of the city, just the right people to get to know. And I'm forcing myself to these ribbon cuttings for the networking and building these relationships and the know, like, trust. Now they trust me, I think. You know, it's, they know me. They like me because I'm pretty chill. And then hopefully they trust me to maybe use me for business, use me for my services. And that finally happened. That finally came to fruition just a couple weeks ago. There's a gentleman that's a big member of the chamber. I think he's even one of the directors. His name is Stacy Dodd. He's a huge figure in the county and in Memphis for rehabilitation, like drug, alcohol rehabs. He's in the whole mental health field. He's a CEO of a couple different organizations. He's a big name here locally. And I've seen him at every ribbon cutting that I've gone to. And we shake hands, and it's been pleasantries here and there. A nice guy. But all of a sudden, he reaches out. Hey, could you do a video for me? There's a little video I'd like to make. I can explain more next time we see each other. I was like, absolutely. Of course I can. And by this time, I have a studio. So now I'm ready. And eventually, the last ribbon cutting I went to, he was there. We finally connected. And gave me a bigger scope of what he wants to do. I gave him a bigger scope of what I can do and will do for him. And we booked a time. And as I record this on September 13th, we're going to be recording a video this Friday on the 16th. Simple video in my studio. My lighting's going to look great. I have an actual place to bring this person to and provide service. So he will be my first paid client, local paid client, that needs the studio. So I already talked about my first local client, Jennifer, who I published the podcast for. But we didn't need a studio for that. I didn't even have a studio at that time. Now I'm going to have someone that needs a studio, is looking to me and work with me because I have a studio that has nice lighting and will look professional. So that's a big deal. Friday, September 16th, 2022 is the day that my studio produced revenue. That's a big deal. Very cool. But that doesn't happen without the Chamber of Commerce, which doesn't happen without Robert Carter. So it's the shaking of the hands, it's the meeting of the people, and just riding the wave. You should talk to this person. Well, then you talk to that person. It's an in, because it's so easy. You call that next person and say, hey, Jennifer Ziegler told me that I should talk to you about these things. And it's an in. There's already a level of credibility there because of the person that sent you that they love and they trust. So if Jennifer trusts me, then Susan will listen. So it's as simple as that. So, you know, if Robert Carter trusts me, then Stephen Karen Cubbage at Area 51 Ice Cream will trust me too. They will trust that I will come in and take their time from them, a good 90 minutes of their valuable time, to then interview them on camera and audio and post this on socials. Well, that could very easily be scary to some people because they don't want to do that with someone that won't use it properly and make them look bad or be unprofessional. So a lot of people could easily say, no, I don't want to be on that. But here they were able to do that for me for a podcast that didn't exist yet. Why? Robert Carter. So Robert Carter is obviously a very special person, and he's known everywhere. He's a big name in this community, not because he's powerful, but because he has networked all his life here. He knows everyone. He's the president of the high school football boosters club. So everyone knows him and they trust him. So when his name is attached to something, it's automatically an in. So I use him specifically. Obviously, he's such an integral part of my story, but it could have been anyone else. But you never know when that spark happens. You never know when that initial meeting will then blossom into awesomeness and into becoming an integral part of your community. And it's so much more powerful than trying to network virtually. It's hard to network. I tried that with other producers for a while. I'd have them on my old podcast as a way to network with them in hopes that you become referral partners. So another agency would refer some things to me, or I'd have a client that was using me for three things and then they needed two other things that I don't provide. Well, my producer friend over there in Texas can do these things for you, so let's partner up. And that's real. That's very real stuff that can happen and has happened for me and is currently happening for me. But it's such a different beast. It's such a different animal than locally. Locally is strong. It's relationships. It's shaking hands. It's looking someone directly in the eye and having fun and talking, getting to know people, becoming friends with these people. Totally different game. And I'm so glad that I, back in June of 2021, decided to, after meeting Robert, start a podcast locally as a way to get an in and be able to introduce myself to this community professionally in that way. And then boom, it turned into more of a personal connection. So I hope this was a interesting story for you. Again, I don't try to teach here, but I would like to think that hearing this story would help you understand the power of networking locally and in person. So if you are trying to go to that next level and go from virtual to local, just shake hands, meet people, ask them to introduce you to other people, follow the bunny trail, ride the wave, however you want to put it, but take it seriously and follow up. If someone gives you a lead, if someone gives you a person to call, respect that and call that person. And it will just open so much more for you, that more than you probably even realize. So I hope this helps you do that, and then in turn helps you grow your business, and we're all winning. So again, shubdarrowproductions.com. Go to the description, check out my Patreon link. If you can help me support me there, that'd be awesome. Till next time, talk to you later. Bye.